Well, hello again, everyone. This is Brian Soltis and Brian McKeever with our much long-awaited next edition of Kentico Rocks number 5, our favorite podcast where we like to talk about Kentico and all the cool stuff that we do with it or want to do with it. And it's certainly been a little while, hasn't it, Brian?
Certainly has. It's been a few months, and, you know, there's been a lot going on. Of course, the holidays had something to do with it. Maybe the crazy weather did, where I'm at.
That you have, you know, a 10-foot snowdrift outside your door, most likely, where you live, so that's probably
into
things.
Yeah, the snowbanks are taller than my wife. It's pretty ridiculous at this point.
In Florida, we have the same thing, except for it's sand, and it's a little bit easier to walk on. But it's not as easy to throw at somebody, though. So.
Yeah, probably a little less shoveling involved
as well.
That's
true. So tell me what you've been up to the past month or two. Anything exciting?
Yeah, a lot of Kentico work, actually. We've got a lot of sites that are coming through that are just about to be launched. We launched one, I think, a week or so ago. But kind of the big news of the week is the fact that both of us were, you know, granted another Kentico MVP award for 2015.
Absolutely awesome. I couldn't be happier. And I tell you congratulations just as I would Joran. That's well deserved, I think, by both of you. And it's a cool honor to get bestowed on you, I'm sure you would imagine. Or
definitely,
you would agree.
The same way, you know, congratulations to yourself as well. I think it's just testament to the blog posts, the answering questions, the videos that we do on YouTube for Ask the Experts. There's just a lot of different ways we try to give back, and we really appreciate Kentico, I think, honoring all of us, all three of us. So,
right. Now yeah. To that topic, what is your favorite part about being an MVP, and what is your favorite thing that you do to get the MVP status?
Ooh, tough.
Kind of right
to the favorites.
Approach there, yeah.
Yeah. I guess, okay, so first part, I think my favorite thing is actually being able to help a person who is maybe new to Kentico, doesn't quite have the low-level framework down yet, and you show them this little tiny piece, and they go, oh my gosh, that used to take me 5 hours. It's seriously, you just showed me how to do it in 10 minutes. Kentico rocks. I mean, that's really, the light goes on. I love seeing that with people. I love hearing that from people. I think that's my favorite part of it, is being able to help them and introduce them to this really awesome framework that saves them time. And at the end of the day, probably makes their customers happy as well. And really, to do that, I enjoy the blogging part of it and the research and staying on top of what Kentico's got coming up next out of the gates, getting my hands on the early builds, helping out with some testing, feedback cycles. I like being on that leading edge and being able to blog about it. I wish I was a better writer. I mean, people this week made fun of me at least 5 times for spelling colleague wrong, I think 3 or 4 times in my last blog post, but do love the blogging part of it. What about yourself?
You know, one of my favorite things that I do is I really like to do the bleeding edge stuff. I really like to take Kentico and try to deploy it somewhere that maybe no one has really thought about, or in a way that you know, no one has quite thought about. And as you can imagine, with the ever-changing world that is Windows Azure, there's always a challenge, you know, presented to the developers on a new way to develop when you use this cache or that cache or using SQL cache or whatever. So I really enjoy that. And being an MVP, just as you said, you know, we get access to some information and or certain builds that are with, you know, upcoming functionality or maybe something that's in testing or something that just Kentico's looking at. But we can kind of take that and help them shape that particular part of the application. So that's probably one of my favorite, I guess, perks to being an MVP. But just like you said, I tell you, one of my most favorite things is actually going to the connections and standing there. And often, as you know, it's you and I sitting there and we're having a beer or something, hanging out, and someone will just come walking up to us and they'll ask us a question, and then I'll just start answering it, and then you'll chime in, and then you and I will just start talking about it, and we almost start architecting this thing out, you know, verbally with each other. And I can just look at the person's face and they're just blown away by the amount of information that they're getting at that moment in time. And that's probably one of my favorite things is, you know, and I haven't done everything with Kentico. I've done a lot in certain areas, but, you know, you and Joran, I mean, you certainly have done things that I've never done, as well as several other developers, but whenever I get the chance to share the knowledge that I have, that's really one of my favorite parts of, I guess, things that help me be an MVP. That's really my favorite thing is to just get that knowledge out there to show somebody. And sometimes it's, yeah, I tried that, and it blew up in my face, so don't do that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, what doesn't work so well is sometimes the conversation that we cover.
Exactly, yeah.
That's just a great way to learn, too. And I think it's a real benefit of the community of Kensco people, developers, users. It's just out of all the times that we've gotten together and done the national conferences and traveled and went to different partners, it's a very friendly atmosphere, and people really are engaged to be better at it. You know, how do I use the platform better? How do I do this? And it's never a problem with the platform. That's one thing I enjoy about it. It's a flexible, powerful tool that you can do, like, literally almost anything with. I enjoy that aspect of it.
Right. And I will say that people, and you know, there's always exceptions, but I would say on average, Kensco has a very unique developer community in that I don't know many people that are quick to bash it if it doesn't quite do something, but instead they're more of, I need to let Kensco know that there might be a better way to do this. And what's really cool is that Kensco is very open to that, and they want to hear that information with things like user voice and at the connections and the focus groups that they do. They really want that feedback so that they can make the product better for us as their customers. So it's a really symbiotic relationship between everybody that I love just to be a part of it. And I really value being an MVP from Kensco. I'm really honored that they, you know, that they continue to give me this designation. And I want to do everything I can to always be an MVP, to keep helping the community as much as possible.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Same here. The very first time that Tom Robbins sat me down and said, you know what, we'd like to make you an MVP, it was a pretty big shock at the time. And you start to look back and go, yeah, you know what, we did try to help some people. We did make a lot of blog posts, and that's a major part of it. You know, participating in the feedback cycles of, like you said, user voice, DevNet forums, and even just some emails, that's, I think, incredibly valuable to Kensco. And I encourage everyone else who's listening to do that as well. They are always interested in feedback. You can email support. You can use your other sales reps. You can use user voice. The more support you give them, the better the product will be. They totally recognize it. And you and I have both seen changes that they have made completely based on feedback. And that sets them apart from other CMS platforms, in my opinion.
Definitely. And one other channel, you know, is you can come to us as MVPs. I mean, I have people tell me things that I've passed on to Kensco. And just to make sure that he's not forgotten, he's way over there in the Netherlands, but Joran First is a great developer as well. He's been a long time. He was an MVP before I was, and he's a great developer. He has a ton of portal knowledge, and I love meeting up with him at the connections that have taken place in Prague and London over the past couple of years, and he's a few hours ahead of us, so it's a little difficult for us to match him up on our time frames for when we do these podcasts, but we will get him in here before too long, because
I
think people would really like to hear a lot of things he has to say, and you can make fun of his silly Dutch accent, and I'll make fun of your northern accent, and you'll make fun of my southern one, and round and round we'll go. So.
Yep. Yeah, and I always remember the first introduction to Kensco for myself was really reading Joran's blog. He definitely blazed the path for us. And we do need to get him involved. It's funny, you and I talk about, well, I think Joran did it this way. We should probably do it that way too. And yeah, it's just a pure time zone thing. We're going to get him involved, even if you and I have to stay up until like 2 a.m. one day or something crazy. Let's definitely do it.
Yep. And to that topic, we're going to cut this one a little bit short today, but we definitely wanted to get a podcast out to everybody. We didn't forget about it. It's just called the holidays and life get really busy, but we promise that we will get our next one up. What do you want to talk about next time, Brian? What do you think?
Well, you know, there's this big thing coming around the corner called a major point release with Kensco 8. I think we should definitely cover what we've seen so far with it, what works well in it, maybe how we handle upgrades. Just let's talk about Kensco 8, because I know you and I have both got our feet a little wet in the new build, and I think we can shed some light on what's exciting, what's up and coming in the new features, how people can use it, Let's go with that.
Sounds like a great topic. All right, everyone. Well, that kind of wraps us up today. Again, a little bit shorter, but we promise we'll get the next one out just as soon as we can. And until then, we'll just we'll wait to hear from you. Brian, how do they get in touch with you?
As always, check out my blog at mcbeeve.com. Find me on Twitter at mcbeeve, or you can email me at brian@bizstream.com.
And for me,
what about you?
It's brian_soltis at Twitter or bitwizards.com/BrianSoltis. And you can definitely hit us up anytime. We're here to help. And until then, we'll just see you online and can't wait for the next episode. Talk to you guys later.
Yep. See you.